But I have this this helmet here somewhere. Oh, there it is. And while we're waiting for the Gothicos, I'm going to do a tribute to another guy that is such a great guy and has helped me get all these gigs. I don't know, do you like the sunglasses with this look? They're nice and black. This is not to Darth Vader, though. I hope you don't think that's what the tribute's to. This is to the greatest fanboy in the world. The guy that brings me to concerts and lets me perform even though people don't know why the heck I'm there. The guy that has collected all my CDs. And I still don't know why he's buying them. Yeah, his name is Luke, and he's the great Lukeski. And he had me play this at Odyssey 2 years ago, and then we released it on the Funk Sideshow. Did you get it? I thought it was so cool that he got and put laughter in the background, so you would think it was performed live and think all those people were laughing. And so I think I'm ready to go. Do you think I'm ready?
I think you're ready.
Okay, I'm not then. Okay. Okay, I'm going to mess up a lot on the songs because I don't know how it's supposed to go, because when I played it the first time and we recorded it live, it wasn't quite right then either. And I was supposed to practice it a lot this week, and I did practice it on Thursday once. So I hope that doesn't bother anybody that I mess up a lot. It's a country song. I know I changed my outfit, but it's still a country song. Is that all right if I play one in all black? Oh, okay. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be Star Trekkies and sci-fi fanboys. Don't let them play with those dolls, build those models, collect those cards. What else do they do? I don't know. Go on eBay and bid for all those different videos. Make them play basketball or hockey or become math scholars instead of standing in movie lines. Did you get all that? I didn't have to breathe that time, but I think I'll have to breathe on the next one, I'm not sure. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be Star Trekkies and sci-fi fanboys. Cause they'll always want to stay home in their room all alone, watching some weird DVD 50 million times. Yes. words that I just did. Mama, don't let your baby grow up to be Star Trek. He's over sci-fi fanboys. Don't let them build those models, play with those dolls, don't collect those sci-fi cards or what? Collect DVDs, make them play hockey or basketball. Learn to be math scholars, right? Instead of standing in movie lines. Did you get it all? Okay, Mama, don't let your baby grow up to be Star Trek. He's our sci-fi fanboy. Cause they'll always be home in their room all alone, watching probably some DVD you're looking for that they've seen 50 million times. Okay, now the second verse I always forget, but I'll try to remember it this time. Star Trek, these are sci-fi fanboys, like to watch vampire movies, or they like to watch UFO monsters, you know, stuff that's fantasy. You know, like things like time machines that have no real earthly reality. They don't care about college scholarships, although Luke does have a college scholarship. But a lot of them don't. I never quite got one myself. Or working at a bank, and don't ask them what they'll do for a job. And if they end up, what do they end up doing? If they end up being a janitor, it's probably your fault for using the TV set to babysit them, Bob. Bob was the only word I could think of to rhyme with job other than kebab, and I didn't know how kebab would go in there very good. Okay, now one more time with the chorus. Did you memorize it by now yet? Or? Okay, well then I'm glad you're ready for it. Time on that song.